talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
All right, here we are with the Exchange Club on this Getaway Friday. Good Friday, April the 7th, 2023, 18 minutes past the hour. Our winners today so far of the 3 C's candy lollipops, Judy. Trish gets the Del Taco $10 gift card and the 2 C's candy lollipops, Del Taco Beanie. This hour, our winner will get a large one-topping pizza from Neighbor's Pizza, 712 Richmond Avenue. The slate is wiped clean. Now, Trish and Judy, if you want your gift before the weekend, you have to be here by 1 o'clock. If you win the Neighbor's Pizza, you do not have to come in, so whoever the winner is this hour will get that prize today. And Mike Wilson in studio. Mike, what category are we in? Now, remember, if you've been entered before, you're not in now. The slate is clean this hour.
Okay, the category is, tell me what you think is the most boring state in America, and so far we have Kansas, Idaho, Iowa, and Utah.
Most boring state in America, and how many are in? Two more.
Yeah.
So we got Kansas, Idaho,
Iowa,
and Iowa,
and Utah.
And Utah. So there we got four.
We have four. Four out of the six.
Three are with eyes. No, two.
Two.
Two have eyes. But Utah's got a lot of Mormons, and yet we don't know why that's boring.
And Idaho has a lot more eyes, because they're known for their potatoes.
And was one of those number one on the list?
No.
No.
That's actually number three, four, five, and six is what we got so far. Number one, two, we haven't gotten.
We still don't have the two most boring states in America.
Right.
And we got a Neighbor's Pizza on the line here. 740-383-9944. 19 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. Who's going to get in? No entrance so far for the large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza. Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say Wyoming?
It hasn't been said, and no, it's not on the list. Sorry.
Okay, what about Kansas?
Kansas has already been guessed.
Oh, okay.
All right, Wyoming and Kansas. Kansas on the list, Wyoming not on the list, but still two to go. The most boring state in America.
Okay, we have two left.
Run that down.
Okay, I'll run it down here, Scott. We have Kansas, Idaho, Iowa, and Utah.
Go ahead, caller.
How about Nebraska?
That is number two on the list.
All right. John gets in with Nebraska. Now remember, you can enter as many times as you like. 740-383-9944. That's number one.
That's number two.
Number two.
Number one,
I must have misheard you.
If you listen, you would know.
Run this down again.
Okay. Was that your foot, or do we have a dog?
There's a box there. There's a box down there. Don't kick the box. Go ahead.
Okay. Tell me what you think is...
Well, hold on. Just shut up. Here we go, because I don't have time for your fluffing over there. You're foofing. Just be quiet and let me take the call. So go ahead, caller.
Minnesota.
Minnesota's not on the list. Thank you.
All right. Talk now. Go ahead. You got some time.
Tell me what you think is the most boring state in America. So far, we have Nebraska, Kansas, Idaho, Iowa, and Utah. There's one left.
One left. Big one. Go ahead, caller.
Montana.
That's a good one, but not on there.
No Montana on the list here today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza hangs in the balance. Go ahead, caller.
Kentucky?
Kentucky.
It's not in there.
Boy, I tell you, nothing like that Kentucky rain.
Kentucky rain. Oh, sorry.
Run them down for people.
Okay.
We got some new listeners out here.
Tell me what you think is the most boring state in America. So far, we have Nebraska, Kansas, Idaho, Iowa, and Utah. There's one state left.
Only one. Go ahead, caller.
When you said a big one, was that a clue for Texas?
No, that wasn't.
What about Massachusetts?
No, nope, that's not on there either.
Well, we've got to be running through these 50 states, really, at this particular juncture.
We've covered a lot of them.
John, so far in this hour, could win that large Neighbor's Pizza one topping. That's what we're giving away this hour. 740-383-9944. Who's got the goods?
Okay. Here we go one more time with the category. Tell me what you think is the most boring state in America. We have Nebraska, Kansas, Idaho, Iowa, and Utah.
One answer, and it's the number one boring state.
And I don't know why it's so boring.
It's the most boring state in America. Essentially, that's what we're looking for at this point. The most boring state in America.
And it's not Ohio.
740-383-9944. A large Neighbor's Pizza hangs in the balance here. Who knows what the most boring state in America is? Do you?
I know.
Well, you know because you looked. But would you have guessed this as the most boring state in America?
I probably would not have.
But it is.
It is.
Wow. 740-383-9944. Now, what is the chronology of the other boring states?
Nebraska's number two.
That was the college word skimming out there.
Kansas number three, Idaho number four, Iowa number five, and Utah number six.
I believe Nebraska is the corn husker state.
It is, it is.
Now remember, the Friday night show will be on tonight, Friday Night Live, 8 to 10 here on this station. Don't miss that. It returned last week, and it will continue on tonight. Don't miss it at all.
And
go ahead, caller.
I'm back.
All right, where'd you go? We missed you.
Well, he kind of did something to it. I had another phone call, and I don't know what I did, and it went completely off.
Are we running smooth now?
I don't know what the answer is.
Are we running smooth now?
I hope.
Okay, so you want the answers we have so far?
Yeah.
Okay, Nebraska, Kansas, Idaho, Iowa, and Utah.
What we need is the most boring state in America.
North Dakota?
That is number one.
All right.
I didn't get that one. He did.
Okay.
You got it. Thanks, Judy.
Okay.
All right, your friend Judy on the list now.
Okay, let me go through this category
one more time.
Please
do.
Okay, thank you. Tell me what you think is the most boring state in America. North Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Idaho, Iowa, and Utah are the six on the list.
All right, next category. Now remember, the winner this hour will get a large Neighbor's Pizza, one topping. And you don't have to come in to pick that up. Now, Judy's three lollipops are here from the See's Candy Company in Carson, California. And Trish's two lollipops and a $10 gift card to Del Taco, a Del Taco Beanie, are here. But this is a Neighbor's Pizza. One large topping. And we got John and Judy in so far. And the next category is...
Name something you do a lot slower when you have a hangover.
And how many answers are there?
There are five answers.
Name something you do a lot slower when you have a hangover. What a category for Good Friday. Fits right in there.
Well, you gave it to me, Scott, so...
It's themed out today. Name something you do a lot slower when you have a hangover.
I never had one, so I wouldn't know.
Well, here we go. Let's see if this person has had a hangover and possibly knows. Go ahead, caller.
Take aspirin?
No, that's not on the list.
A lot of people fall on their aspirin when they're drunk.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You heard the laughter. That was live. That wasn't a laugh track.
She felt sorry for you.
No, that was good.
Okay.
I'm just telling, letting you know.
Why don't I give the category?
This is
here.
A cerebral answer. I'll give you an Adam thing. No, we got a call. You can't do it.
We got a call? Let's do it.
It took too long.
Let's take the call.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say walking.
That is number one.
Okay.
All right. Walking. Number one on the line. Now tell people.
Tell them what?
The category and then the answers that go along with this whole thing.
All the answers are just the one we got.
Well, the only one that we've gotten. We don't want to give away the answers that we do not have.
I don't know. They don't have more chances to win. Name something you do a lot slower when you have a hangover. So far, we only have walk.
Okay, we just have walk. Is that that thing you cook stir-fry in?
The funny thing is, I was just thinking the same thing, Scott.
Well, isn't that interesting, though, because people don't have woks anymore.
No, they don't. No. Now, in Chinese, they might... China, they might...
In Chinese.
They might use a...
If the directions are Chinese on the box...
They might... Well, I'll forget it.
Go ahead, caller.
You talk a lot slower if you can talk.
That is... Oh, I thought it was on there. It's not on there.
No talking on the list here today. Things you do a lot slower when drunk.
Yes, you do.
Is that what it is?
So I understand. Yes, that's exactly the you were listening.
Well, one time this morning. All right. And what are the answers that we have?
So far we have one answer, and that is walk.
Walk. It's probably the way you say it.
Walk. W-A-L-K.
Walk.
Walk.
Walk. Okay, well, walk. John and Judy are in the running for the neighbor's pizza here. Who else is going to get in on this thing here this morning before the hour is up? Go ahead, caller.
You think slower.
Ah, number three.
All right, now give an update.
Give an update. Name something you do a lot slower when you have a hangover. Number one is walk, and we got number three, which is think. Three more.
Walk and think. Still answers to be had, and John and Judy, the only two in. We've got 22 minutes left in the broadcast today, and we want to give away this neighbor's pizza large one topping. Go ahead, caller.
What about think?
We just got that one. You just missed
okay.
it.
Thanks.
All right, just missed think. But you never know. Get in on this category. It is a big day here on WGH Talk. People are thinking out there right now. I'll tell you that. No doubt about that, to be sure. Go ahead, caller.
You move slower.
Oh, number two on the list.
All right, you better update him.
Okay, name something you do a lot slower when you have a hangover. So far we have walk, move, and think. We have two more answers.
Walk, move, and think. Two answers left on the list. Something you do slower when you have a hangover. John and Judy in the category here in the hopper to win the large neighbor's pizza one topping, which you do not have to come in and pick up today, but it's a good prize.
Yeah.
740-383-9944 here on the verge of Easter. Who's going to get a correct answer and get themselves in this drawing?
And again, the category is name something you do a lot slower when you have a hangover. So far we have walk, move, and think.
Walk, move, and think. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say get out of bed slower.
That is number four.
Boy, we only got one left now. Give an update.
Okay, name something you do a lot slower when you have a hangover. Walk, move, think, get out of bed. And there's one other one.
One answer left to go.
And it covers a lot of ground. I'll say that.
That's all we have. So we got four of the five.
Four of the five. That is correct.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you do slower when you've got a hangover. 30 minutes past the hour, John and Judy in the competition here so far. Who else is going to get in? Boy, oh boy, large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza on a good Friday night. Neighbor's Pizza, located at 712 Richmond Avenue. Open Wednesday and Thursday 4 to 9, Friday, Saturday 4 to 10:30, and Sunday 4 to 8. Their telephone number, 740-382-6595. And our telephone number is 740-383-9944. Go ahead.
I'm going to say you react slower.
Not on the list. That's a good one.
No slow reactors in this particular category. 740-383-9944. 31 minutes past the hour. The category is...
Name something you do a lot slower when you have a hangover. We have walk, move, think, and get out of bed.
One left to go. Something you do slower when you have a hangover.
And this one covers a lot of territory, I'll say that.
Covers a lot of territory. Yeah. You know, I know that's a hint, But I don't know, when I'm thinking of the category, what that could be hinting at.
I know and you don't.
Well, you know because you have the answers in front of you.
Well, of course.
That's the difference.
Okay.
That's how this whole thing's being played today.
Oh, okay. Glad you explained the rules.
Well, that's why I'm here.
I wonder.
And to hand out prizes, because it's Good Friday.
And we've given some fantastic prizes already. We have one more, and that's pizza.
Yes, we've got Trish's Del Taco Beanie and $10 to Del Taco and some C's candy from Carson, California. Judy's candy. Go ahead, caller.
You eat slower.
Not on the list.
No eating slower on the list here today, but boy, oh boy, we are looking for that final answer. Every time we get down to the final answer, this happens. It's tough because you get the common answers out of the way, and then you're down to that last answer, which is a humdinger.
It is a humdinger. That's a good
Thank
word.
You. Well, humdinger. You know, somebody last night, we were I'll get to it later on, but it's said a word I hadn't heard in a long time. Go ahead, caller.
You work slower if you're working.
Oh, it's not on the list. That's a good one.
No slow work. Somebody said egads last night. I thought, boy, I have not heard that in years. Egads.
Nobody says that anymore.
Well, they said it last night. Wasn't me, but the person said it. They said egads.
Wow.
Isn't that an old term?
It
old
is.
Old terminology?
Must come from an old person.
Well, I mean, they really weren't all that old. So, I don't know. I really don't know where that came from. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 34 minutes past the hour here. Go ahead, caller.
Drive slower?
I would hope so, but that's not on the list.
No driving slower on the list, but certainly you would want to partake in that if you had a hangover. All right, one left on the list. 740-383-9944. Go ahead.
Let's say drive slower. You're not supposed to be driving, but let's say drive.
Yeah, that's not on the list. That's a good one.
They come in pairs, don't they?
They do.
740-383-9944. Drive slower, not on the list here today. 34 minutes past the hour, that large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza hangs in the balance. John and Judy, the only two in the competition here today. 740-383-9944. Who's gonna win it?
Name something you do a lot slower when you have a hangover. We have walk, move, think, and get out of bed. There's one more left.
Walk, move, think, and get out of bed. One left on the list. 35 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. One answer left, and again, your hint in this category was?
Name something you do a lot slower when you have a hangover.
That was your hint?
Oh.
See, you weren't even paying attention to me. You were playing with the books over there or something. Oh, your phone. You were playing with your phone. Well, how professional of you. Go ahead.
Oh, hint. It covers a wide area. A lot of categories could be under this word.
I have no idea. Something you move slower at when you have a hangover?
Yeah.
And yeah. Your hint is it covers a lot of territory.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's a bad clue.
And I'm not showing you the card, so.
No, but that's a very difficult clue, I would think.
Oh,
maybe. John and Judy in the competition here. Boy, we want to get this final answer so we can move on to another category before the time is up here, 36 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Don't forget the live Friday night show tonight, 8:15 till 10 o'clock on this station. It will be worth your time, guaranteed.
Do you have a guest tonight?
I think Sean will be in here.
Oh, Sean will be in there. Yeah. He's always fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, the more the merrier for that type of... That's not a current event show. That's a very just conversational, take calls, have fun type of show.
That's what we do here.
It was very similar to today. Very, very, very similar. It's probably very similar tonight. If you enjoyed this show today, you'll enjoy the show tonight, 8 to 10.
All right. Category again, name something you do a lot slower when you have a hangover. We have walk, move, think, and get out of bed. There's one more left.
Something you do a lot slower when you have a hangover. 740-38399. What are you laughing at? Isn't that the category?
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm laughing at you, actually.
Why? What was your problem there?
Because you pointed out on the air that I was playing with my phone. I thought that was funny.
Well, I thought it was very inappropriate that you were playing with your phone on the air while we're trying to do a professional broadcast here and give away big money prizes.
Oh, we're supposed to be professional.
Well, this is big money prizes.
Oh, it is. It is.
Ay-yi-yi.
Fantastic prizes.
We put the fan in fantastic prizes today.
Yes, and the tastic.
And we don't have any answers.
No. Should we move on to another category?
Well, no, but I don't know. Can you give a better hint?
I could tell you what it starts with.
The letter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Starts with letter E.
E.
Yes. And I said it covers a lot of
ground.
Yes.
Territory.
Yes, either one.
E. And it's something you do slower when you have a hangover.
Yes. Yes.
And it begins with the letter. Is it one word?
It is one word.
One word. E.
Mm-hmm.
Like ear.
That's not the answer, but yes.
No, but well,
E as an ear. You're
boy,
correct.
That is very confusing. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I can see why our audience is very confused right now.
I thought it was a good clue.
Covers a lot of territory and begins with the letter E. Yes. As in ear.
Yes. Where the phone isn't ringing.
Well, because nobody knows what that means. It something you do slower when you're hungover. And what are the answers we do have?
We do have walk, move, think, and get out of bed.
Walk, move, think, and get out of bed, and one answer left that begins with the letter E.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Maybe somebody has put together this puzzle. Go ahead, caller.
What about eat?
No, that's not it. That's a good one, though.
Not eat. See, everybody's thinking, but they have no idea what this could possibly be. Eat. Not on the list here today.
This word could cover a lot of different things that you do slowly. Not just one, but lots of them. All of them.
Okay. That just clears it right up. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try exercise.
Oh, no. That's a good one, but yeah.
See, nobody's picking up on your hints at all.
I thought it was a good hint.
Begins with the letter E. Well, let me... Well, that is kind of difficult. Well, now, okay, what would be a good hint here? Okay, it does begin with E. Okay, well, let's put it this way. If you were hungover, could you do anything?
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah, at that point.
I like that.
If you were hungover, could you do anything at all fast? That's the, hopefully the hint. Go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say exercise?
They did, and it's not on the list, but thank you.
Oh. No. All right, so if you're hungover, could you possibly do anything fast? And if you couldn't do anything fast, it would mean you would do what slow? That begins with an E.
Yeah.
One word.
Very good.
Yeah, because I don't think that answer's ever coming.
I have a feeling it's not. I hope it does.
Whew, that's very difficult. 740-383-9944. John and Judy, the only two in the competition here for the big Neighbor's Pizza one topping. So if you were... Yeah, well, hopefully this person has figured out the mystery.
Yeah.
Let's hope. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try entertain.
Not entertain.
Is it one word?
One word. Not entertain. So if you were... hungover, you would do blank slowly. Begins with an E.
You could also say that it's two words put together, but it's one word.
It's a compound word.
It's a compound
word. It's a compound word. If all your movements were slow, that would mean what? 740-383-9944. You see, it's easy for us because we know what the answer is.
Okay.
But it's hard. Without completely just giving it away.
This doesn't...
Go ahead, caller.
Did you get it yet?
Nope.
Let's try engage.
No, not engage. Okay, here, if you are hungover and you can't do anything fast, you would do blank slowly. What?
Everything.
There you go.
Ding, 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 ding.
Thank goodness. Got it.
Okay.
All right, Sarah gets in on this competition. Everything, run that down, and then burn that, and then let's move on to the next one here.
Name something you do a lot slower when you have a hangover. Walk, move, think, get out of bed, and everything.
Here's a go ahead.
You do everything slow.
We do, and you just missed it.
Ah,
new category, though. Stay with us. All right, new category.
Name something like blushing that gives you away when you tell a lie. Name something like blushing that gives you away when you tell a lie. There are six answers.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Say that too, get it.
What? What? What was that? I didn't catch that. Did you catch that?
I did not catch that.
No, I didn't catch that either. I'll give the category again.
Okay.
There you go. Happy Easter.
Name something like blushing that gives you away when you lie.
Oh. No problem. No problem. We'll do that. Thank you. So what is the category?
Okay. Name something like blushing that gives you away when you lie.
Okay. Go ahead, caller.
You can't make eye contact?
That is actually number one.
Thank you.
Yay!
Not looking eyes.
All right. Now we have a Del Taco beanie we'll give to somebody else. All right. Trish has picked up her prizes. 740-383-9944. A large neighbor's pizza on the line here, bottom of this hour.
Name something like blushing that gives you away when you tell a lie. And we have so far not looks and eyes.
John, Judy, and Sarah in the competition here in about 16 minutes left on the block. 740-383-9944, a large one-topping pizza from Neighbor's Pizza. Boy, oh boy, we want some more entrants here, that is for sure.
Name something like blushing that gives you away when you tell a lie. And we have not look in eyes so far.
Name something like blushing that would give you away if you tell a lie. Not on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try you fidget.
Yes, number four is a twitch or fidgeting.
All right, a fidget. We've now got a fidget. All right, give us an update.
Name something like blushing that gives you away when you tell a lie. So far we have not looking eyes and a twitch / fidgeting.
Twitch fidget. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Laughter.
Number two is smiling / laughter.
Laughter gets us on the list here today. All right. Well,
so we have three left.
Run it down.
Okay. Name something like blushing that gives you away when you tell a lie. We have not looking eyes, smiling / laughter, or a twitch / fidgeting.
There you go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. About 14 minutes left. Large, one-topping Neighbor's Pizza. John, Judy, and Sarah in so far. Go ahead, caller.
One that I do that I hate is nail biting.
That's a good one, but not on the list.
Okay.
No nail biting on the list here today, but what else do we have? What do we have that might be correct? 740-383-9944. In the final 14 here today, we're looking for correct answers to be sure. Go ahead, caller.
How about a nervous cough?
No, that's not on the list, but that's a good answer.
Not a nervous cough on the list here today. And the update?
Okay, name something, like blushing, that gives you away when you tell a lie. We have not looks and lies, smiling and laughing, and a twitch / fidgeting.
Go ahead, caller.
Are you stutter?
Number three on the list.
All right, we've got Brenda in the competition now. Now four, what?
We're down to two.
Oh, that could give me the peace sign. I didn't know what that was all about. All right, John, Judy, Sarah, Brenda, all in the competition now. What? Listen, we're giving away big money prizes. 13 minutes left to go here today.
Giving away a pizza.
From Neighbor's Pizza. Large one-topping pizza. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
All righty.
Is that a caller?
It's a caller. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello.
Well, maybe.
That didn't go very well.
Maybe they didn't like it. You called him a gourdhead.
Whoa. jokes are about as slick as Adam. Whatever happened to him? 740-383-9944. It's 12 minutes left to get in on this competition to get yourself a large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza. John, Judy, Sarah, and Brenda. It will be one of them and possibly one of you if somebody else gets in on the competition here, which we certainly hope they do. Go ahead, caller.
You look away from the person. You don't look them in the eye. You don't look at them at all. You kind of look in a different direction.
Yeah, we already got that one. Good answer.
Okay.
All right, a good answer, but not one that has not been given yet. So maybe update one more time here.
Name something, like blushing, that gives you away when you tell a lie. So far we have not looking eyes, smiling / laughing, stuttering, a twitch / fidgeting, and we have two more answers to go.
Two to go before we wrap her up. Go ahead, caller.
Tap your foot.
No, but that's a good answer.
No foot tapping on the list here today, but certainly could be a type of a fidget that would lead people to think that you were telling a lie.
Okay.
Yes. 11 minutes left to go here in the broadcast for that large Neighbor's Pizza that you could possibly have on Good Friday. All right, Trish has picked up her gift, Judy's three lollipops from the C's Candy Company in Carson, California. We'll be here. Judy, you can pick those up next week, Wednesday or Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and we still got 10 minutes. Now, you don't have to come in to get this large Neighbor's Pizza, which is kind of a nice thing. All you got to do is be the winner today, and we'll see if we get it.
Okay, name something like blushing that gives you away when you tell a lie. Number one, we've already gotten these, not looks and eye, smiling / laughing, stuttering, and a twitch / fidgeting. There are two more left.
Go ahead, caller.
You sweat.
Number five.
Sweat, perfect.
So it's one left.
Now we got Ernie in the competition. Now we're up to five people for this pizza. Ernie, Brenda, Sarah, Judy, and John.
Okay, once again, name something like blushing that gives you away when you tell a lie. We have not looking eyes, smiling /
go ahead, caller.
What if you have a nervous stomach so you fart?
Hey, now, that's Good Friday.
That answer is a gasp, but it's not on the...
okay.
It's not on the list.
Good God almighty. Well, that just brought things to a screech halt. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Your voice gets higher.
No, it's not on the list, but that's a good one.
Your voice does not get higher, apparently. All right. 740-383-9944. She used the F word on the air. What is that?
Yeah, that was kind of a smelly answer.
Run her down.
Name something like blushing that gives you away when you tell a lie. We have not looking eyes, smiling / laughing, stuttering, a twitch / fidgeting, and sweating. There's one more left.
740-383-9944. Go ahead.
Your blood pressure raises.
No, that is a good answer. Not on there.
No blood pressure raising on the list here today. 740-383-9944.
I will say that the blood pressure raising could cause this one, though.
And we only have one answer left?
One answer left.
All right, run them down.
Name something, like blushing, that gives you away when you tell a lie. We have not looks in the eyes, smiling, laughing, stuttering, a twitch, fidgeting, and sweating. There's one left.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say you do facial movements, like your lips, you... or something.
That's a very good one, but not on the list.
Not on the list today. That one large, one-topping neighbor's pizza remains on the table here today. John, Judy, Sarah, Brenda, and Ernie all in the competition. Who else is going to get in on this one today? 740-383-9944 with about 8 minutes left to go in the big broadcast. The big broadcast of 2023 here today. This will be a motion picture before you know it.
I'm sure it will. People are dying to listen. Okay, name something like blushing.
Can you hear the obits? Go ahead. Don't let me get in your way. I'll lay back over here. So wait, okay. We got a phone call. Don't
okay,
call.
Okay, let's get the phone call.
Yeah, please, please don't interrupt. Go ahead.
Get out of bed.
That's not on the list. Good answer.
All right, now give her a shot.
Okay, name something like blushing that gives you away when you tell a lie. So far we have not looking in the eyes, smiling, laughing, stuttering, a twitch, fidgeting, and sweating. One left.
A lot of stuff there.
A lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff that would give you away if you were telling a lie and you were of the nervous, nilly nature.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so we got one left here, 740-383-9944. A large neighbor's pizza on the line here with 53 minutes past the hour. John, Judy, Sarah, Brenda, and Ernie all in the competition here today. And one of them will win unless somebody else gets in here with more entries. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. It's all up in the air. That's all I've got to say.
It is all up in the air. You're right. Once again, name something like blushing that gives you away when you tell a lie. We have not looks in the eyes, smiling slash laughing, stuttering, a twitch slash fidgeting, and sweating. There's one answer left.
Only one lonely answer left on this lonely list today here at WGH Talk. And we've given away three lollipops from the Sea Candy Company in Carson, California. We give away some of those lollipops to Trish, as well as a Del Taco $10 gift card. And now we've got the Neighbor's Pizza, one large, one-topping pizza that we're going to give away in about 6 minutes. 740-383-9944. Who's got that final answer?
Well, I'll give you the question one more time.
One more time.
Name something like blushing that gives you away when you tell a lie. We have not looks in the eyes, smiling slash laughing, stuttering, a twitch slash fidgeting, and sweating. There's one left.
Something that gives you away when you tell a lie. Like blushing. Go ahead.
How about if you give different answers to the same question?
What?
You give different answers. They ask you the question, you give an answer, they ask it again, and you give a different answer.
Oh, no, that's not it.
Okay.
Wait a second. What was the question? apparently, we've had some problem here.
You said the word here just a minute ago.
No, what was the question? I thought I said the question.
Name something like... Oh. Well, wait a minute. They're repeating.
What?
Name something like blushing that gives you away when you tell a lie. What's number six on there?
What is this? Now, wait. Haven't you been saying this for like an hour now? You didn't notice that?
I didn't notice that.
Okay.
Okay, this answer is in the question.
Yeah. Okay, so it's in the question.
Yeah, since we're gone with this, I guess we might as well...
How can that be true? Name something like blushing that gives you away when you... Okay, well, whatever. This is a free get-in for somebody.
I don't have
a clue. Go ahead, caller.
You pass out?
No, not pass out. Not pass out. Boy, that's strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I think this is a free get-in for somebody if they can get in here and figure out what in the world we're talking about.
Yeah.
Now, run that again and give the clue.
Name something like blushing that gives you away when you tell a lie. Not look in the eyes, smiling slash laughing, stuttering, a twitch slash fidgeting and sweating, and one other one.
Go ahead, caller.
It means the same thing. Your face turns red.
Okay, the word they have is blushing, so yes.
Blushing, there you go. So run that down real quick, and we'll hit something before we run out of time.
Name something like blushing that gives you away when you tell a lie. Not looking eyes, smiling slash laughing, stuttering, a twitch slash fidgeting, sweating, and blushing.
Go figure.
Now, here's the weird thing. In the question, it says something like blushing, and when the answer is blushing, so...
That would swerve you.
Yeah.
All right. Final category today with 4 minutes left to go. You have no categories.
I have one left.
Hit it.
Don't know how good this one is, but... Name a reality show you'd probably be voted off of the first week. There are six.
Well, thank goodness we only got 5 minutes here. Name a reality show you'd be voted off of. And you can get in to win this large Neighbor's Pizza. One topping pizza for tonight. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say blushing.
Yeah. Well, give this question and maybe you can get in on this one.
Okay. Name a reality show you'd probably be voted off of the first week.
Okay, give the reality show what?
That you'd probably be voted off of the first week.
A reality show. Oh, God, I don't even watch them. How about The Bachelor? The Bachelorette.
Oh, you picked one that's not on the list.
Yeah, see, I don't watch them.
I don't either.
Keep thinking. You still got a few minutes. Keep thinking. That large Neighbor's Pizza's on the line, 740-383-9944. Don't forget, the Friday Night Live program will be 8:15 to 10 tonight. Sean Kraft and myself and who knows who else. And we'll probably be doing giveaways like this, so you'll want to tune in. Go ahead, caller.
Survivor.
Number one on the list.
Survivor, number one on the list. 740-383-9944, 8:15 to 10 tonight, the Friday Night Live program. Sean Kraft and I, and a lot of fun. This Neighbor's Pizza one-topping hangs in the balance here today, and the phone's lighting up as we are down to 4 minutes. Go ahead, caller.
Survivor.
That was already guessed and is on the list.
You got another one?
America's Got Talent.
It's not on the list.
No America's Got Talent on the list here today, but Survivor certainly was on the list. All right, we've got three to go, and the large Neighbor's Pizza is going to fly out the window. John, Judy, Sarah, Brenda, Ernie. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say The Race.
And that's not on the list either.
No Race on the list here today. 740-383-9944. Under 3 minutes to go, a large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza. In the competition, John, Judy, Sarah, Brenda, Ernie so far. We're going to give it away here before the broadcast is over. Go ahead.
How about that one that's The Housewives?
That's not on the list. You're naming a lot of good ones, though.
No Housewives on the list here today. And again, 8:50. If you've loved this today, the fun will stop here in just a few minutes, but we'll be on tonight, 8:15 till 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Tune in live. We'll be live, and we'll be doing things like this on Good Friday. Go ahead.
How about those Kardashians? Do they have one?
I think they do, but they're not on the list.
No Kardashians on the list. What is this category? 2 minutes? We're at 2 minutes.
Name a reality show you'd probably be voted off of the first week.
All right. A reality show you'd probably be voted off of in the first week. Two answers left to go. Your final chances to get in. Whatever. Go ahead, caller.
That RuPaul's Drag Race.
It's not on the list.
Do they vote people off that? They ought to vote that show off the air. RuPaul's Drag Race. What a show. 1 minute. 740-383-9944. 1 minute to get in. Holy mackerel. We'll take two more calls. 740-383-9944. What is the category again?
Name a reality show you'd probably be voted off of the first week.
Here's one of the two calls. Go ahead, caller.
How about Megan and Harry?
Not on the list.
Oh, that's a hard one. Okay.
Okay, I didn't know the Royals had a reality show, but hey, if they do, tune that sucker in and see which one they vote off. That'd kind of be a slow vote, wouldn't it? Megan goes, and it's just him. He wins. It's a one-week reality show. He fell out of his chair. Mike just about fell out of his chair. The hilarious... Here we go! Could be the final entrant. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say The Bachelor.
It is not on the list.
All right. Well, we got a one-topping Neighbor's Pizza here. Now, remember, all you got to do is call Neighbor's Pizza. You don't have to come in here and get this. Call Neighbor's Pizza at 740-382-6595. They're open tonight 4 to 10:30, and give them your name if you are the winner. Now, John, Judy, Sarah, Brenda, and Ernie are our combatants here for this. Combatants. It's the pugilistic competition here today. All right, Mike, give me a number.
Let's go with four.
Four. Four on the list today goes to Brenda. Brenda, you are our winner. Neighbor's Pizza. You don't have to come in here. Just call them and give them your name. Now, here's the thing, though. Tonight, 8:15 to 10 o'clock, tune in here live, and you might win a Neighbor's Pizza. You might win something. Who knows what you'll win tonight? We're going to be giving stuff away 8:15 until 10 o'clock tonight. Mike, thank you for coming in today.
Sure.
Happy Easter.
It was a ball.
Happy Good Friday. Wonderful, and thank you to the listening audience, which is so kind and listens. Listen tonight. Write it on your calendar. Don't forget it. 8:15 to 10. Sean Kraft and I will be here probably doing the same thing. Pizzas, Del Tacos, maybe pizza. Who knows what we'll be giving away tonight. You're not going to want to miss it. Scott Spears for this afternoon, heading for the dugout.
Beating up ours. Where, oh, where are you tonight?
I love that.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address, 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number, 740-225-4495. Webpage, crtmechanicals.com.
Hey, hello everyone. This is Pastor Steve Whitaker from Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. You can listen to our show, The Pastor Spot, every week at 9:15 in the morning on Fridays. And you can call in if you have any questions. Maybe you need something we need to pray about. But every week we have a great discussion and we look at the world through a biblical perspective. And we look forward to you listening to the show.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address, 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number, 740-387-9050.
OhioNotary.us is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio. Telephone number, 740-531-2326. Website, OhioNotary.us, providing notarization services.